Mariska was having another dream feed about her mother when her room called to her.
The moon is awake. Daddy Sal is awake, and I am always awake. Now you, Mariska.
Mariska groaned. In the dream, she and her mother were in space. Not on the moon, and not wearing hard suits. Floating. Weightless. There were stars every way Mariska turned. Of course, she'd seen stars through the visor of her suit, but in the dream, the stars were different. Not a scatter of light, but a swarm. When her mother pointed at them, they sang their names, calling to Mariska to come to them.
Alpha Centauri,
Barnards, Wolf, Lalande, Loyton, Sirius.
The moon is awake, Daddy Sal is awake, and I am always awake,
her room insisted.
Time to get up.
If Mariska didn't say something, it would sound the gong.
Okay, okay.
She rolled over, blinking and grumpy. The mother in the dream feed was always Natalia, but when had that woman ever mothered her? Mariska wasn't a naive little kid anymore. She'd long since stopped believing that Santa or the Tooth Fairy or Natalia Valashkova cared about her.
Dobroye utro, said Fyodor Bear. Good morning, Mariska.
The ancient toy robot stood up on its shelf, wobbled, and then sat down. It was over a century old and, in Mariska's opinion, needed to be put out of its misery.
Good morning, dear Mariska, said her room. It's 7 hours, 45 minutes, 30 seconds, and today is Friday, June 15th, 2159.
Of course, her room had ignored her request to sleep in. It had been getting on her last nerve recently.
Don't forget to make up those expectations you missed yesterday, one each in hydroponics and at the Muoi Zone swimming pool.
I know.
This Sunday is Father's Day.
I know.
She stuck her foot out from underneath the covers and wiggled her toes in the cool air. Her room brought the temperature up from sleeping to waking levels. She knew her room loved her, but it had been anxious lately. Sal, too. Something was bothering them, and Mariska couldn't figure out what it was.
I could help you find something for Daddy Sal if you'd like.
Her room painted bicenter icons on the wall. We haven't shopped together in a while.
Maybe later.
She felt guilty that she wasn't spending more time with her room, but it treated her like a kid. Calling him Daddy Sal, for example. Nagging her about being late for expectations. Always worrying that she'd slip into hibernation by accident. It was embarrassing. She was almost 15 years old, after all. The door slid aside a hand's width, and Sal peered through the opening.
Rise and shine, Mariska.
His smile was a crack on a worried face.
Pancakes for breakfast. But only if you get up now.
He blew a kiss that she ducked away from.
I'm shining already, she grumbled. Your own little star.